This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Talk to our guy Ben Maller of Fox Sports Radio. Of course, you can catch him overnights right here on 96.5 The Fan, and it's all brought to you by our friends at The Landing in Liberty. And Ben, I want you to choose one. A swing-off, penalty kicks, or a shootout. Which is the best way to end a game?
Yeah, I didn't mind what we saw in the All-Star game, Bob. It's good to be on with you guys again. I do love The Landing. My favorite restaurant in Kansas City is The Landing by far, in the Kansas City area, over Liberty. But no, the home run thing was good. You got to give me Ohtani, though. You got to give me Aaron Judge. It's the All-Star game. It doesn't matter. That's what I wanted to see. I didn't want to see some guy from Tampa Bay where I had to look up his Wikipedia page to find out who he is, even though he was in the All-Star game. So there's something there. I'm sure they're going to mess around with it and tweak it a little bit and add to it. You can't be having the guys go to the airport while it's, while the thing's going on. So they got to fix that. But, listen, I didn't love it. I didn't hate it. And they got to tweak it, but I'm in on it.
Yeah, I kind of liked it as well. I thought the whole production of the All-Star game from beginning to end was really, really good. They do what the fans want in baseball. You can like it or not, but Major League Baseball is giving fans, what they want with the ABS, the quick games, the home run derby stuff. I thought baseball had a good couple of days in kind of relating and being a relatable sport for the first time in quite some time. And so I thought the All-Star game was good. But, yeah, how did they decide the home run derby people? That was the thing, or the swing-off folks. That was the thing nobody still has an answer to. Some say it was determined before the game, and then Dave Roberts is on the field going, this guy just found out he was hitting.
Yeah, exactly. And the old line, the amount of people that are in bed with baseball in the media that are running to defend baseball tells you this was a cluster situation. That's what it tells me. That is a dead giveaway that they are covering for people. And I understand they made deals. I'm sure these guys had agreements. Listen, I got to get out of the game by, the game starts at 8 o'clock or whatever. I got to get out of there by 9:30. I got to get to the airport. The flight leaves at 10:30, whatever. It's a private plane, So like that was all planned out way in advance with the managers, Ohtani and Aaron Judge, the guys that are flying private planes and some of the other all-stars and all that. But shouldn't they also announce it from a gambling standpoint? Because you could have bet, and people did bet on Kyle Schwarber as the MVP of the All-Star game. And the odds would have been different if you had known if it's tied, he's going to be up there. Because he didn't get a hit in the actual All-Star game, and he was the MVP because of the home run derby, which is not a home run derby and all that. The only complaint that I really had other than that, I felt like baseball was trying to jam in things that were supposed to be organic, like the Clayton Kershaw, like the forced curtain call. I just thought it was a little too much. It was all planned out, scripted out like a Monday Night Raw situation. Like, just let it happen. Like the great curtain call situations, I don't think they were planned out in the past. Maybe they were, and I was just naive to it. I just thought they did a little too much of that for my taste. But overall, it's much better than what basketball gives us, and football plays like water balloon toss now, so forget about the Pro Bowl.
Yeah, we've seen the curtain call stuff before, I believe, because I think Mariano Rivera got one. I remember that because Salvador Perez was catching for him. But I'm glad that you compared baseball's All-Star game to WWE Raw, because whether you believe it or not, there's still a lot of people that watch the World Wrestling Entertainment business. Baseball, yeah. Ben, this is kind of nuts to me. Now, I know it's, you know, not a lot of talent in the room to compare it to, but baseball's rising, whether people want to believe it or not, in a significant, drastic, more faster way than I think even Bob and I realized. So the NHL dumped their All-Star game. They did the four countries or the whatever you want to call that. NFL had 4.7 million views for the Pro Bowl. Obviously, nobody likes that. The NBA had 4.7 million viewers for their All-Star game. Again, I know nobody likes to watch that, but that's 4.7, 4.7, no ratings because there wasn't necessarily an All-Star game for hockey. And baseball, this past All-Star game, had 7.2 million viewers. So baseball is on the rise, whether we like it or not.
Yeah, I mean, it's okay. It's about the same. Actually, year to year, I think the number's down a little bit from last year and all that. But, yeah, but listen, I'm pulling this in, Dusty. I like baseball. I watch these games every night. You know, I've got this, you know, magic thing, whatever. I'm watching games all over the place, and I'm into it, and I'm all about it. So I'm pulling for baseball. I love it. I'm glad people are into it. You know, I just like to, as we all, we're talk shows. We have to critique these things. We have to touch them up a little bit. We have to put more bells and whistles on them. That's all. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, that's exactly what we need to do. That's our job, right? It's really good, but I think we should do it this way because we've got all the answers as we talk to Ben Maller of Fox Sports Radio. One of the big stories this week, I'm intrigued. I don't think he should. Is Nick Saban coming back to coaching?
I think he is going to come back to coaching because he's really bad at television. I know he won an Emmy and all that, but he sucks at TV, in my opinion. He's too much of a hard-o. And he left Alabama, not because he couldn't coach anymore, because he was just tired of the bull crap that was going on at Alabama. So why would you not go to the NFL if you're Nick Saban? Now, the problem is Nick Saban, because of his age, he's not going for a rebuild. He's going to a team that's ready. And I tossed out Buffalo. Now, the problem with Buffalo is you have to live in Buffalo. But you've got Josh Allen, right? And you've got a Super Bowl possible quarterback in Josh Allen, and you know, he could go in there, and I look at the Bills and I feel like it's more of a coaching issue than a talent issue there. So if Saban's really as good as everyone says, now I got buddies of mine, Bob and Dusty, who swear Saban is not that good and he just had better players because Alabama was paying players before NIL, and that's why Saban won all those championships, and he was exposed when NIL came around because he's actually not that good a coach. And there is that argument, but if you truly believe that Saban knows what he's doing and is really a great X's and O's and a mad tactician, you would, if you're Buffalo, why would you not hire him? Like, that would be perfect, other than the city. I mean, you know, Saban lives in Florida, so you'd have to change your lifestyle a lot to live there, but that would be the team for me.
It's funny you mentioned how Saban on TV. So I just saw this story come up. I think it was last night. Fox Sports is nearing a deal with Barstool Sports that would put Dave Portnoy on Big Noon kickoff to go up against Pat McAfee on ESPN. I mean, could you think of two personalities that could clash more than Dave versus Pat?
Yeah, well, it's great. I mean, we know McAfee worked for Portnoy, right? That's how he got his start in media, was at Barstool. So, hey, it's good, man. It's their world, right? We're just kind of looking at it's everything is either Stephen A. or McAfee, and then Portnoy. That's about it. That's the big three in sports media these days. So hey, I'm good for them. Portnoy. Remember the ESPN made that deal with Barstool, which lasted like one day, and they got all freaked out. And I mean, there is an audience there. There's a Barstool's got a following, so good for them. And if they can bring those people over, it is much different having done a little TV the last couple of years. That world is much different than the internet world, even though times have changed. They have some very strict rules in that world they don't have on the internet. So it'll be interesting to see if Portnoy can follow those rules, because if not, that's not going to last very long.
talking with Ben Maller here of Fox Sports Radio, and we're getting set for training camp, you know, to open. Some have opened already. We're 2 weeks away from that Hall of Fame game. Have you really sat down and looked at it and go, all right, these are maybe some of the surprise teams we're going to see in the NFL this year, the worst, the first that we see all the time? Is there anybody in that category for you right now?
Yeah, the only one, and it's not outside the box, is the Patriots. They have a much better coach in Mike Vrabel. They spent a little bit of money this offseason. They don't usually spend any money there. It's not a great division. Miami's going the wrong direction. The Jets, you know, they always stink. So that's the one that you look at. You say, well, the Patriots, Vrabel always has good defenses. If they can just get a little more out of the offense, and Drake May knows what he's doing, a lot of ifs, then that's a team that can rise up and get to that right around 10 wins or so and be in the wild card conversation in the AFC. And then, like, in the NFC, the 49ers technically sucked last year. So if they – I know they changed some parts and all that, but they're going to play a softer schedule. So that's a team – you always look for the teams to play the weak schedules to bounce back. So there's a couple. But other than that, I haven't dug too deep into it yet, because I don't want to watch the exhibition game, so I'm going to wait till that, and then I'm going to dig into it while the games are going on.
Is there any sort of team that you could see taking like a fall off? Like, is Buffalo there yet? Is Cincinnati there? I mean, Cincinnati's kind of a wild card, but like Baltimore, maybe somebody like that, or somebody in the NFC, maybe they take a step back that maybe have been kind of a primo timo for the last couple or years?
Yeah, so I'm not like completely. So the Green Bay Packers, I know you said, well, they kind of were not as good last year. Jordan Love, I'm not completely in on Jordan Love. I know he looked like he was out there like Mozart against the Cowboys in that playoff game a couple years ago. But last year, he really regressed, and he's at that fork in the road. So Green Bay is the one that, you know, right off the top of my head, the Green Bay Packers. Like, is that legit? Is that real? Now, the advantage they have, you look in that division, like the Bears, I don't think they know what they're doing, even though people continue to hype up the Chicago Bears. Minnesota's going to be good. The Lions should still be good, but the Lions lost both their coordinators. So we'll find out how good Dan Campbell is at hiring new coaches, whether he can do that. That's like the hardest thing, man. When you win and you lose those guys, and that's one of the credits to Andy Reid. Andy Reid's been able to change assistants and coordinators, and they still win. But some guys, they can't do it. It's just they hire the wrong people. So that's one to watch, too, the Lions. How's that going to play out?
Ben, we appreciate the time. Enjoy the Shaq versus RG3 fight, and we'll talk to you again next week.
All right. Thanks, guys.
And it is Ben Maller, brought to you by The Landing in Liberty, and the Shaq versus RG3 fight should be a pay-per-view event, right? Do they still even do pay-per-view anymore? I saw somebody the other day say, if this All-Star game was on pay-per-view, would you be buying it? And I'm like, probably not. Not for $19 on the All-Star game, but like, I guess wrestling and you know UFC and all that kind of stuff is still behind the paywall. But I would love to see Shaq and RG3 go at it. That's the fight nobody know that they needed, but we really want and enjoy. You know, it's really good to see Shaq out there trying to beat up RG3. I like that.
What do you think the odds of that fight would be? Would they even be on the board?
I mean, Shaq is just going to destroy him, right?
-10,000? Yeah, I don't
know. Did you look it up?
No.
Oh, I saw you looking down at your phone. I thought maybe you were looking up the odds. It's like somebody, because you know somebody out there is putting odds down already on this, because we have seen these two kind of do battle, right? They're going after each other on social media and whatnot, so maybe somebody has decided to set odds on that.
No official betting market or odds.
All right.
So we could be the first to set it.
-10,000.
Would that be a bigger upset than Buster Douglas over Mike Tyson? Shaq over RG3 over Shaq?
I'm leaving that one to you, Bobby.
That's like David and Goliath.
It really is.
RG3 no. Had to have like a slingshot.
I don't think so, because no, not at all. I mean, that Buster Douglas thing was such an upset.
Huge.
Such an upset, yeah.
Huge upset. Or did Tyson take a fall? You never know. Mac hit it.
One word.
First name is Blake, and he goes on a cruise. He goes on a Caribbean cruise.
Katie Holmes.
No. Ah!
Are you listening?
What's your least favorite thing about working with yourself?
Body odor.
You get one word.
On the count of three, name your favorite dinosaur. One, two, three. Velociraptor.
This is One Word on Fesco and Dusty.
One word here. We got some Chiefs news yesterday. Huge breaking news. Justin Ross has been waived. He apparently requested to be waived a week ago, and they did grant him permission to go seek being signed somewhere else. One word.
So? Why did you guys all turn your mics off and laugh? I don't understand that.
I didn't know mine was off.
No, mine's on.
Oh, man, that's great. So.
I mean, he read the writing on it. He's not making this team. Yeah.
Ain't it so sad for all those people that think Justin Ross is going to be that guy. It was never going to happen. It didn't happen. It's not happening. But it's sad because now that camp story that you'll be familiar with, many of that will develop, Mr. Mackenstein. There will be many camp stories that will develop. Obviously, the left tackle one is the one that we had from McMullen yesterday, which we all agree. The left tackle is the story of camp. Yeah, sad. It's over because it's always fun to do like Justin Ross takes.
Oh yeah, I was all in a couple years ago.
No, we know
when that first started a few years back. Oh, absolutely. I thought
his hand size is great. He can really be elusive in route running. He's not me in the parking lot, but he can still do it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You, if you're running routes this year during tailgating and Ralph's picking you off like Jackson Dart did off that guy on the jet ski, yes. I'll be there for that. Let me ask you this, though. Or not ask you this, but tell you this. The best thing about Justin Ross, spelling his name with a Y. I like that.
Yeah,
that
I
looks
like
cool.
That. It is cool.
Other than that, I couldn't tell you a damn thing about the guy.
Yeah, I thought it was going to be a Veach-tastic pick, but not. Okay, one word on the biggest spenders in college football. This came out from On3 Sports.
Mm-hmm.
The biggest spenders this offseason. I'll run through the quick list.
Wonder who number 10. Two is.
Texas. Texas Tech, number two. Ohio State. Oregon. Mm-hmm. Texas A&M. Miami. USC. Michigan. The Vols at 9 and Auburn rounds out the list at 10.
I would say normal, except for that Texas Tech one. Mm-hmm. And I love the fact that Texas Tech is number 2, not because of Patrick Mahomes, because he has nothing to do with this. There's a hedge fund guy. Read the story about how Texas Tech is getting their money. There is some uber wealthy, like early 40-year-old guy who hit it big and is pouring all this money in and doing all this stuff with Texas Tech. But this is why I like the NIL. Because you got your traditional powers up there, obviously, but it's opened the door for a school like Texas Tech, even Texas A&M. I know, Mac, you're a big Aggie fan, and they played the Aggie fight song for the Texas coach at SEC Media Days, which is just deliciously awesome.
It's awesome.
It's fantastic, but you've got, you know, Texas A&M in the mix. You know, they're all show, no go. Auburn's back in there. This is where I thought the NIL would be good, opening the doors for some non-traditional powers. So far, really, Texas Tech is the only one who's kind of taken advantage of it. But now they see an opportunity. We don't have to be second, third, fourth fiddle anymore in the state of Texas. If we spend the money and we spend it right, we can ascend very fast and be a huge playmaker. Texas Tech is doing it the right way.
Three Texas schools in the top 5.
Yeah, it's fun, right? Because I'm super excited for this Texas-Ohio State game to kick off college
August
football.
August 30th, 11 a.m. You guys want to come over and watch?
Let's do it.
I'm down. I mean, I'll be there in my horn shirt because I'm all out Arch Manning. I think Sarkisian has those
Maloney,
pants.
Bring the booze. You're invited as long as you bring the booze.
Yeah, I think it's fun. Now you get to see like who's got the money, who's up there, because we always look at the NFL season and tell ourselves, oh, who spent the most money in the offseason on – you know, players and free agency, and how does it work? Normally not good. Now we're seeing these college teams go out there and spend their NIL money, see where they rank in these systems, and all of a sudden at the end of the college football season, we say, how the hell is Texas Tech? Makes sense now.
Yep, and we'll see. We'll see if it, you know, equals wins. A lot of people in sports will tell you, spending doesn't equal wins. I mean, it sure gives you a hell of an opportunity to get those wins, right?
Exactly.
And so we'll see how it moves forward, and what Texas Tech's going to be a great case study this year. To see how NIL has changed the game of college sports.
MLB All-Star Game, we raved about it. We had a couple little bit complaints maybe about the swing off and the structure, but overall, it was a thriller of a night for the MLB All-Star Game. The viewership says so as well. 7.2 million viewers, the most since 2017. One word on the All-Star Game resurgence.
Peaked at over 8 million as well, about 9:15 Eastern time. Awesome. Awesome. Now, don't F it up, Major League Baseball, and have a work stoppage, because you are on a heater right now. Mm-hmm. Don't screw it up. Don't be obtuse. Don't be narrow-sighted. Don't be not able to see the forest through the trees. Understand that the American public is not going to tolerate a work stoppage. Figure your ish out behind the scenes. Get it done, because the last thing we need is out-of-touch salmon slack baseball player telling us about money.
Look, there's people on the text line fighting with me about how it's, you know, whatever, the ratings are lying, read the context clues. I get it, but look, Nobody gave a rip about baseball 5 years ago. Nobody cared. Dying sport. All I'm saying is that it's fun because at least ratings show that people are watching whether you want to believe it or not. Yes, I know 7.4 or whatever million views per household is not like a astronomical number, but it is compared to what it's been in the past. So they're doing something right.
Yeah.
It's proof in the pudding that people are coming along. And I think the best part about it is we're seeing more of these college players come to the major leagues at an earlier debut than we've seen before.
That's huge.
Yes, sometimes failure happens, and Caglione, we have seen that, but now we get to see what he will do in the second half of the season. Also, by the way, from Jeff Passan, the ratings were up in the beginning of the season in the first half. So it's not just the All-Star
game. No, the ratings have been up on it's why ESPN is back talking to Major League Baseball after they kicked them aside at the beginning of the year. They're setting records for Sunday night baseball. National games are doing great. Regionally, the games are doing great on the local networks and whatnot. It's all of baseball. It's not just the All-Star game. There are star players, and there is a renaissance with people consuming the game, and that is great.
Angel Reese and Caitlin Clark. This stat came out yesterday from FanDuel Sportsbook. Angel Reese has hit more threes on the road this season than Caitlin Clark. Clark, 2 for 35. Reese, 3 for 15. It was something like Clark the last 12 games. She shot 12% from three. She's just hasn't been able to hit a broadside of the barn. One word there.
Funny. It is funny. You can find a stat for anything you want to try to prove, right? So there you go. I was just saying, you want to show that Angel Reese is better than Caitlin Clark at something on the basketball court, then there it is.
I would say it's injury.
Yeah, and that's the other thing.
She's also not healthy. She's been hurt. I'm not trying to give her excuses. She's having a down year, but she's also been hurt with what is like a hamstring or a quad.
She's out again with a groin injury now, I think.
So, again, I hope that they're looking at this as not like a ratings push and just get her healthier, because if she's not healthy and not playing, you have zero ratings. If she is healthy and playing, then you'll get it. So you might have to like fight a little bit of a dip for a little bit until she can get 100% and then get her back in there. Don't Cole Reagans this thing with Caitlin Clark.
Right.
Make sure she's 100% and then get her back out there and let her play. But I mean, it is eye-opening. I mean, you know, we clown on Angel Reese all the time, and then there's a stat that shows you on the road as well. Like, Caitlin Clark is the same.
And, so, it's really bad. 2 for 35? That stinks out loud.
Disgusting.
I mean, that's really bad. That's like an embarrassing stat. If you're Caitlin Clark and you see that, you're like, 2 for 35? Oh, my God, I got to figure that out. I got to do better. But she has been injured all year.
And I
think ultimately, too, this is where the fatigue is finally catching up, you know, with Caitlin Clark, because she went from last year playing all the way to the end, and then immediately right into the WNBA. They played a long season, had that. Like, I think there is fatigue. I think, obviously, the injury, she's sitting out. And they have their All-Star game this weekend in Indianapolis. The player that everybody loves is now hurt.
Yeah,
that's going to have a big impact on the All-Star game.
Sylvie Cunningham's pretty healthy.
Four-time WNBA All-Star Brittany Hicks is here. Give it up for Brittany, everybody. I'm joking around. That's my friend's wife. I knew none of you knew WNBA players. That's crazy. You clap for that.
Coming up on the other side, it's Booth Creek Wagyu Smasher Pass. KC's best steaks now with two locations, 95th and Nall and 135th at Metcalf. We're getting a Smasher Pass on the other side here on Fesco and Dusty on 96.5 The Fan, your own Kansas City Sports.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Listening to Fesco and Dusty on your new home for Royals baseball. 96.5, The Fan.
Well, I'll tell you what, now is the time to get to Hy-Vee. I went to the gas pump yesterday and saved $1.09 with all of my fuel savers. They add up fast. And right now, Hy-Vee is having great ways to save you money, and they're having their 5-day sidewalk sale that's going on now through Sunday. And you can stock up on all kinds of summertime favorites like Roma pizzas, 4 for $10.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.